Yes. File 20. It's for today's file. Oh, 020 Hitopadesha. You see on the screen there?
Okay.
Sorry, I don't understand. Follow your question. Hitopadesha. Yes. Yes. Which version? The verse number 17, if you go there. Yeah. So I think it will be the second page after you've gone into the text. And verse number 17. Varam Eko Guni. No, not that one. We are 16. Sorry. I think there is a one number difference. Okay. Go to 16. I think one verse we have skipped. This version, this verse that you're seeing, the one that we're going to do today, is verse number 16 in that book. Yeah. You see the book numbers, verse number 16? Is that the same as what you see on the screen there? Dane, Tapasi, Shaurya? Yeah. Okay. But this says 17 because there's another book which has this as 17. Okay. Boom. Can you hear me? This audio is okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Oh, we started.
Yes, we can hear you.
Good, good. Thank you. Let us start the class. Om. You can hear me? It's good. Maybe increase the volume a little bit. It's too low today.
No, it's fine.
No, not for you. I'm talking about the local volume. That's okay. I'm glad online folks can hear me. Okay. Yeah, this is good. Om. Om. Om namah Panini Katyayana Patanjali Bhyah Shabda Vidya Sampradaya Kartrubhyah Param Rishi Bhyo Namo Mahadbhyo Namo Guru Bhyah Yenakshara Samanayam Atigamya Maheshwarat Kritsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Vakyakaram Varadachim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakarancha Pranatvasmi Munitrayam Om Natva Sarasvatim Devim Shuddham Gunyam Karomyaham Paniniya Praveshaya Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudim Aiyun Vilruk Aeong Ayauch Hayavarat Lan Nyamangananam Jabai Gadadash Jabagadadash Kapha chatata chatatau Kapai Shasasal Hal Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Okay, prayer is done. Check. You can see today's notes. Check. Recording is on. Check. Volume is okay. Check. Phone is not muted. Check. All groups are. Messages are available. Check. Internet is connected. Check. Laptop is charged. Check. And power is connected. Check. Home. Siddhis Sadhye Satamastu. प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जान्वी फेनलेख्येव जन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला दाने तपसि शौर्ये च दाने तपसि शौर्ये च यस्य न प्रथितं मनः विद्यायामर्थलाभे च मातुरुच्चार एव सः विद्यायामर्थलाभे च मातुरुच्चार एव स थैंक यू सः नॉट सर आई मेड इट रॉन्ग बट सः नॉट सर सः So the first thing, this is verse number 16 in some books, verse number 17 in some books. Okay, so you have to adjust. Just if you find the numbers here and there, look above or below. Okay, let us do the Padacheda. Dane tapasi shaurye cha yasya na pratitam मनः विद्यायाम् अर्थ लाभे च मातुः उच्चारः एव सः ओके सो वी हैव डन द पदच्छेद इट्स अ गुड टाइम फॉर अस टू गो एंड लुक एट द Sandhi rules. Okay, because remember now what we are doing is we are practicing the Sandhi rules as opposed to the other things. Okay, so we will see each and every word and see what Sandhis are possible or what have been done. Not much here, but some of the Visarga Sandhi rules, good practice for them. Dane tapasi shaurye cha yasya na pratitam. So pratitam, padantamakara. The padantamakara, whenever it's followed by a hal, and the Padanta Makara will become Anuswara. So when you put the pause, you bring the Anuswara back into Makara. Okay? So now I think the voice started. Do you hear it? Some ringing after the sound? Can you reduce it? So that I think we are hearing the sound after the words. Sorry. Okay. Then Manaha. Manaha is the last word here. So if at all the Manaha and Vidya would have followed, right? If Manaha would have been followed by Vidyayam, then what would have happened? Mano Vidyayam. Very nice. What happens there? The Padanta Sakara becomes Ru. Ru is preceded by A and followed by a Hash. It becomes U. Then A and U becomes O. So Mano Vidya. But anyway, it is at the end of the line. So Padanta Sakara becomes Padanta Repa. And Padanta Repa, because the pause is following, Karvasanayoho Visarjaniyaha, so Manas becomes Manar, then becomes Manaha. Okay? Manaha. Vidyayam. Vidyayam, there the Makara is followed by Akara. So it is why it does not become Anuswara.
Kalpesh.
Okay. So this is, yes, one second, okay? So Makara is followed by Akara. So it doesn't become Anuswara. Okay. Anyway, whatever the text I have put it here, I already had broken it up for you. Okay, go ahead. There's a question online. Please tell me.
It's in our book, it says Pratitam Yashaha.
Pratitam Yashaha. Okay, that is fine. Manaha Yashaha. That is fine. We can change it also. I will take it both of them. Okay. So in one of the book, the text says Yashaha. In another book that I have, actually two books I have, both of them say Manaha. Okay. But one book I have here in front of me also says Yashaha. So we will see. We will adjust the meaning accordingly. Okay. So these are called Partha Vedas. You will see this Partha Vedas in many of the kavyas, you know, old texts that will be there, there'll be some part of Vedas. Okay? So yashaha. And then if it was yakara, so manas plus ya, it will still become mano yashaha. Okay. Manas plus yashaha, mano yashaha. Shobhaji, is it okay if I mute you?
Yes. Oh, yes, sure.
Okay. So manas plus yashaha would have become mano yashaha. Anyway, so manas yashaha. Why? Because ya is also a hash. Okay. Do you want me to write down the rule that we are looking at here? Okay. So manas, okay, plus yashaha, or let's say mano plus vidya, right? No, vidya. Okay, mano plus vidya, manas plus vidya, right? I'll just put a O there, okay? Would become what? Manaru plus vidya, okay? And then that manaru would have become what? Mana u plus vidya, okay? Then a and u will get guna sandhi. The a and u gets guna sandhi, it becomes what? Mano vidya. Okay, that O sign here that you see here, it just means I'm lazy into typing everything else. Okay, and also whatever everything else can change depending on sandhi anyway. What is more important is the vakara here. The vakara being a hash. Okay, you it will be useful for you to take the look at the sandhi rules that you have done earlier. Go and put it into paper and keep it in front of you, right? And when you have it in front of you, you can easily look at it, go back. Look at it and go back. Okay. That is why I have put all of that into a single page there. Okay. But maybe the Visarga Sandhi is not done yet. But the Ach Sandhi is done. Okay. So Ach Sandhi, Hal Sandhi also, I believe I started yesterday. So the Ach Sandhi, this is Guna Sandhi. What is Guna Sandhi? This is a Guna Sandhi. Right? A plus U. A plus U becomes O. The fonts are very small. When you're reading it in the book, the font size, or whenever you're reading it in your computer, the font size should be okay. Okay. So it's only when typing in the class that the font size I adjusted to be larger. But this is Avarna followed with an ik, in this case Ukara, and you'll get what? Okara Desha. Okay. So that is the Guna Sandhi that happens, and that's how you get Manovidya. Actually, I cannot hear you, so. Mana u? Yeah. That sandhi is a Visarga Sandhi. Even the Visarga Sandhi that we did in the last class, we saw that the Uttva Adesha. Remember the Uttva Adesha Sandhi? There we saw that if at all at is preceding and is followed with an at or a hash. You remember that? No? Okay. Whenever you have preceded an at, manas, and followed with an at or an hash, right, then that a becomes u, that the ru becomes u, right, and then between the a and the u, between the a and u, you'll do a guna, you'll get mano, same thing. Okay, so mano. So you have to go back and look at the sandhis. Okay. So I will go a little faster here. But if you have a doubt, please do ask it. Mana u. Then vidyayam and artha. Because this is not a hal, the makara does not become an anuswara. Artha labhe is a samasa. So arthancha labhascha. Okay. Arthancha labhascha. Artha labhav. And this is artha labhe. Okay. In the artha and labha. Matuhu. Matuhu is a Rukaranta Pratipadikam. Okay. Have you guys looked at Shabdamanjari for Rukaranta Pratipadikam? Do you know Rukaranta Pratipadikam? Rikaranta Pratipadikam. How the declension happens? Have you looked at Shabdamanjari? Okay. Have you looked at Shabdamanjari? How the Rukaranta Pratipadikam happens? Do you guys have Shabdamanjari? You have online Shabdamanjari. You have Shabdamanjari there? Okay, you have Shabdamanjari. Let's open the Shabdamanjari because I want you guys to do that exercise. Okay, you have Shabdamanjari? Not here, okay. So okay, so Rikar and the Pratipatikam. Our online friends, all of you, if at all you don't have, at least keep the soft copy of Shabda Manjari with you. If you look at Rikar and the Pratipatikam, right? So which one will you look at? You have to turn your pages. See, that is why I want you to start looking at learning how to see the pages.
Is it page 25?
That is what I was going to ask you as a question, you know, which page are you going to look at? And I was thinking that you might be looking at the wrong page. That's why I was going to ask it. Okay. Will you be looking at this page? Is this correct? Will you look at this one? Datra?
26 Matru?
Yes, Amma. Just hold on. I'm confusing the folks here. Then we'll go online. Okay. Will you look at this Datra? Will you look at this one? Actually, you should not be looking at this one. Because this is a Rikaranta Pumlingaha. Okay. Whereas when you see Matru, you should know that Matru is mother. And mother is Rikaranta Strilinga. Okay. So you have to skip this, go into Strilinga Prakaranam. And it is very well arranged. If you look at Shabda Manjari book, it has got masculine, then feminine, and then neuter. Initially, all the Ajanta. Ajanta masculine, Ajanta feminine, and Ajanta neuter. Okay, so in Ajanta Strilinga Shabdas, you will have, and is also A, E, Un, same order. You'll have Ukaranta and then Rikaranta should be there. Here, Swasra. Okay, but Matra is a separate Shabda because Matra is declined differently from Swasra. Okay, there's a separate declension is different. So Mata, Matarau, Mataraha. Okay, He Mataha. हे माता मातरौ माता मातरौ मातरः मातरम ओके वेरेस दात्र द अदर स्वसरा स्वसु राइट स्वसा स्वसारौ देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन माता एंड स्वसा माता इज मातरौ स्वसा इज स्वसारौ यू सी द डिफरेंस देयर स्वसारः मातरः ओके स्वसारम स्वसारौ स्वसृ So, what is Mata? Mataram, Mataro, Matru. So, in this Shabda, the Pancham Ekvachanam is Matuhu. The Shashti Ekvachanam is also Matuhu. Okay? So, in our case, we will say this Matur is actually Matuhu. Okay? So, what happens there? It is Matru. Matru is just Shabda. Okay? Matru Shabda. When it is given the sixth case pratyaya, which is actually nas. Okay. This is the sixth case pratyaya. Nas. Don't worry about the pratyaya right now. And this is actually matru plus us. Okay. And after some grammatical modifications and others, it becomes matur. What does it become? Matur. So Matur is a Rephanta Padana. Okay, it is not Sakaranta Pada. It is Rephanta Pada. So Matur, it is followed with Uchcharaha. Okay, Matur is followed with Uchcharaha. Now Matur plus Uchcharaha, it's a Padanta Repha. It is not a Khar nor a Visarga is not following. So the Repha will remain Repha. You understand that rule? The Visarga Sandhi rule? Repha, when it is not followed by a Khar or an Avasana. When a Repha would have been followed by a Khar or an Avasana, Avasana is pause. Then the Repha would become Visarga. In this case, Repha is not followed by a Khar. It is followed by a vowel. And it's not preceded. Vowel is an hush, all right. The vowel is an ach or a hush, all right. But it is not preceded by Akara. Okay, then remember this preceding Akara and all those Visarga Sandhi rules requires a Ru. But this is not a Ru also. This is a Repha. Padanta is Rephanta Pada. Okay. So this is one more scenario like Pratar and Punar. This is another scenario where the Rephanta Pada comes in. Because this is derived from Matri, it becomes Matar. Okay, or Matur. You follow? Matar or Matur is a Refantapada. And this Matur plus Uchar will become Matur Uchara. No change there. But if you were to put a pause in between, that is what you put a comma here. Once you put a pause, the Padanta Refa becomes what? Visarga. Padanta Refa becomes Visarga. Are you guys following this? Do we need to keep the rules, looking at the rules? Do you want me to do that? Show you the rule again and again? Probably in most cases, but having done the rule, can you keep it in front of you? Yeah, yeah. So then, I can show you the rules the way I'm showing you right now, but do you want me to show the printout from where the previous class and bring it here or something? No, okay. Generally, I'm asking everybody. Okay, anyway, you suggest what you want. You follow this part? Okay, so tomorrow, you know, what you do is write down all the Sandhi rules that are there, write in a paper and keep it in front of you. If not, at least the formula. Understand the formula and keep the formulas in front of you. Okay. So Matur, right? So Vidyayam or Matur Uchcharaha. So now let's look at Uchcharaha. Uchcharaha and Eva. Can you explain once again gum part in Hamsa from last class? You please listen to the last class audio. Okay, first. And then you ask me the question. What part you did not understand, then I can explain that. Okay, anyway, Uchcharaha Evaha. In Uchcharaha Eva is also Padanta Sakara. Right? So now you follow with me. If you don't follow a rule, you tell me that you're not following that rule. Padanta Sakara becomes what? It becomes what? Ru. Okay, I've said that up to you a number of times. You should know. Padanta Sakara becomes Ru. So now you have the Ru. Ru is followed by Evaha. Not Evaha, Eva. Eva is actually it's an indeclinable. It should be Eva. Okay, only. Eva is only. Sometimes Eva means indeed. Okay, Eva also brings, when you say only, it's called Avadharanam. You are insisting that this only, that only. Tadeva. Okay, so Eva. Uchcharaha means something that is thrown out. Okay, excretion, something that is thrown out. So, Uchcharaha Eva. So, Uchcharu plus Eva becomes Uchchara, right? Now, this Ru is preceded by an Avarna and followed by an Ash. Okay, so the condition that we have is A plus Ru plus Ash. Whenever you have this, the Ru will become Yakara. Okay. So Uchar Ya plus Eva. And if Padanta Yakara is followed by a vowel, it can be dropped optionally. So you have two forms. Uchar Eva and Uchar Eva. Okay. Whenever you see a text where you have a Padanta vowel and a next vowel going together, and if the Sandhi is not done, already the bell should ring. Okay? Already the bell should ring. Why is that? The I and A should have become I. Vruddhi Sandhi should have happened. Uchchara and Eva, it should have become I. But that I did not happen. Because that I did not happen, you should know why that I did not happen. It did not happen because it is actually a Visarga Sandhi. And the Yakara comes and that Yakara gets dropped. Okay? Everybody, fine? You can always go back to your notes and refer to this part and realize what we have done today. Okay. Uchchara Eva. Eva and Saha. Saha is actually Sas. Sas, right? Saha is what? Sas. Okay. Sas. Padanta Sakara becomes Saru. Okay. Becomes Padanta Refa will become Visarga. Are you following, Amma? Danta is Refa will become Visarga. Saha. Okay. Now remember, when Saha is followed by a word, Saha. Saha is, okay, what is the Pratipadikam for Saha? What does Saha mean? Saha means he. Nominative singular. Nominative singular of what? Pronoun he. What is the pronoun? Anybody? Yes.
Matru.
No, not Matru. How come Matru? What has Matru got to do with Saha? Saha, you remember that, you know, the words that you have here are all declined words, right? Now, once these are all declined words, you follow? They have to come from a nominal stem. Okay? Okay, let's practice that today. Huh? Tad Shabda? Yes. Good. That's a Tad Shabda. Tad Shabda. Very nice. Who said that online? Paramar?
Padmini.
Okay. Yes, Tad Shabda. Okay, let us look at that. Okay. So in the just like you have the declensions, okay, in Shabda Manjari, for Ajanta Pumlinga, Ajanta Strilinga, Ajanta Napumsakalinga. Then Halanta Pumlinga, Halanta Strilinga Shabda, and Halanta Napumsakalinga Shabda. After some time, right, you will land into a scenario you land into pages which are Sarvanama Shabdas. I'll show you. Okay. So what is the Sarvanama Shabda? What is the Sarvanama Shabda? I'm sorry? Pronouns. Yes. Sarvanama Shabdas are pronouns. One second. I'm trying to pull up something here. Okay. So there are these Shabdas. Sarva, Vishwa, Ubha, Ubhaya, Datara, Datamma, Tattva, Nema, Samasima. Purva, Paravara, Uttara, Dharani, Para, Vyavasthayama, Sanyayam, Swamajnyati, Dhanakhyayam, Antaram, Bahir, Yoga, Pasamvyana, Yoga. Then there are a few more words. Tyad, Tad, Yad, Etad, Idam, Adas, Ekad, Dvi, Yushmad, Asmad, Bhavatukim. Okay. These are a list of pronouns. There are around 30-35 pronouns. Okay. So if you look up all these pronouns, in that you will find a pronoun called Tad. Tad means that. Okay. This Tad, that can be declined in three different ways, depending on the gender. Okay. So Tad, when it is declined like masculine, it has become Saha, Tau, Te. Tad, Dakaranta Pumlingaha, Tad Shabdaha, He, that. Okay. And when you decline it, it becomes Saha, Tau, Te, Tam, Tau, Tan, Tena, Tabhyam, Taihi, Tasmai, Tabhyam, Tebhyaha, Tasma, Tabhyam, Tebhyaha, Tasya, Tayoho, Tesham, Tasmin, Tayoho, Teshu. Okay. Evam, Tyad Shabda. Tyad also very similarly. Tyad also declined in a very similar fashion. Okay. So that Saha is nominative singular. Okay. Prathama ekvachanam of the Pratipadikam Tad. So next time I ask you, what is the Pratipadikam? You have to tell me what is the nominal stem. The Pratipadikam is the nominal stem. Okay. So the Pratipadikam of Saha is Tad. Okay. Go ahead. What is your question? Parmar?
No, I don't have. Sorry.
Okay. Then you can mute, please. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, sir. Then the Tad Shabda also is declined in the feminine. Okay. And when it is feminine declined, there is a slight variation. Rather than Saha, it is Sa. Sa Te Taha. Okay, so sometimes they will ask, initially students when they start studying, they'll ask this question. Oh, te means masculine plural and te also means feminine dual. Okay, in both nominative versus accusative, which one should I take? Okay, don't worry about that, because when you are actually looking into the statements, there'll be verbs which will be in concord with the nouns. And the words which are in concord with the nouns, they will give you the indication whether if it is masculine or feminine, which one you should take. Whether it's singular or plural, rather, or dual or plural, you should take. In this case, te. Te is masculine plural, but te is also feminine dual. So, sa te taha. Tam te taha. Taya tabhyam tabhihi. Okay. Then similarly, the dakaranta napumsakalinga tachabda also. Tachabda can be declined as a neuter also. And when it's declined as neuter, it becomes tatte tani, tatte tani. Okay. And then tena tabhyam taihi. The remaining after this is shesham, shesham humvat. The remaining is like masculine. Evam tachabdaha. Okay. So this is what is the declension. Okay. If you go to the handouts that I have pointed you to, there is actually a printout which our Sheetalji has given, which I think I put there, which is a summary of all of this together, all the masculine, feminine in a single page Excel sheet. Okay, so please take a look at it again. Until you have memorized, good to have a printout, or you should know which book where to look into the book. Okay, so you follow the Sabdamanjari book, masculine, feminine, neuter ending in vowels, masculine, feminine, neuter ending in consonants, followed by the Sarvanama Shabdas. Okay, you may remember this order, but if you don't remember this order, go and look up in the beginning of the Shabdamanjari. There's a nice content. Okay, Shesham is remaining, whatever is left. Yes, what is remaining? Shesham means whatever is remaining. Yes, for sa and saha, as well as for tat, masculine, feminine, neuter, for all of them, the pratipadikam is tad shabda. So tad means that. That who is a boy or a man, masculine, saha. That who is feminine, sa. That who is neuter, tat. Okay?
Can I ask?
So when you say tattvamasi, that tat is neuter. Okay, why is a tat neuter in tattvamasi? What is the gender for tvam? Tvam means you. You, there is no gender. Okay? It is just you. But tat, there is gender is neuter. Why is gender neuter in tattvamasi? No.
Because Brahman is neuter. It's not no
yes,
gender.
Because it is referring to Brahman. It is referring to Brahman. So tat means that. That Brahman. Tvamasi. You are. Okay? So that is very, very key. Thank you so much for giving the online. Our friend must have gave the answer. So that is neuter there.
Mr. Okay. Kalpesh?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. So how would I know that the question you asked, I should look for Dakaranta
Pratipadikam?
How would I know to go even to look for that?
Okay. The question that is asked is, how do I know that from Saha, I should be going and looking at the Dakaranta Pratipadikam? It's so far off. Is that right? Is that your question?
Yes, that is the question.
Yes. So that is why, you know, that is why you have to memorize the Vishabdamanjari. Okay. Actually, rather than memorize, it is getting familiar with it. Okay. This what you're looking at, Saha, coming from Tad, is an exception. Some of the Sarvanamas are exceptions. But the others, the actual formation of the declension from the declension from the nominal stem, right? We have to switch between English and Sanskritam. Okay, so the vibhakti that comes from the Pratipadikam, right? That vibhakti that comes from the Pratipadikam is usually similar. Okay, but there will be exceptions like these. Okay, and that is why what I will do is, what is obvious I will tell you, but whatever is not obvious, we will go and look it up in Sabdamanjari like this. Until you start looking into Sabdamanjari and reading out for me before I tell you, okay? Make sense?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. There are these Shabdas. Okay. So we started with Matru Shabda. So Matru Shabda, and rather than looking at Dhatru, you should be looking at the Matru Shabda itself. Okay. So Matru Shabda is Rikaranta Strilinga Matru Shabda. Mata Matarau Mataraha. That is why the difference there I also am pointing out for you, that the Matra Shabda is different from Swastra Shabda. Most of the Shabdas are like Swastra Shabda. There are a few Shabdas like Matra Shabda. The Yatra, Dahi Duhitru, Nanandru, these are like Matra Shabda. There the Matra Shabda is declined in the sixth case as Matuhu, Matroho, Matrinam. Okay? Matuhu, Matroho, Matrinam. At least the three things you should look at. Whenever you are looking at a Shabda, look at the three things. What are the three things? If you are looking at a plural, look at what the singular dual forms are. If you are looking at singular, look at what the dual and plural forms are. If not, the whole word. Okay? So that is the Matu Shabda. Okay. So now, after doing this, right? You know what? I said that I will do like four or five of these shlokas. Okay? But again, our objective is not to cover the text. There are about 105 pages in the book. Okay? And we are on page number 2. So you know that we will not be able to cover the book. Okay, again, that is not the objective. Just wanted to confirm that. Just wanted to mention that. Okay, so Dane Tapasi. So after having done this, right, what you should do is that you should look at individually every one of the word. Okay, when you are starting to learn Vyakaranam, you should look at every one of the word and find out what is the Pratipadikam and what case it is coming in, right? What is the Pratipadikam? Is it masculine, feminine, neuter? And believe me, till today, even I also get confused sometimes what is the gender, okay? But most of them you can come to know, okay? Because you must have heard the word dana, you must have heard the word danam, danam, right? Or what you can do is find an easy way out. Easy way out is install a good dictionary in your software, in your computer or a phone or whatever, right? And look up danam. Okay, so I say dana. When I say dana, okay, I see a word called danam, which tends to mean it is a neuter. Okay, but sometimes if you look up a good dictionary like this one doesn't have Monier Williams. I thought I added Monier Williams here. Okay, Kalpadruma. It says danam. When it says danam and it says kli. Okay. Can you recommend a link for Sanskrit? I will give you a link for dictionaries later. So in this apte is a dictionary and it says lute. Okay. This is why a little bit of grammar helps. Lute, whenever it comes, it is neuter. Lute, whenever it comes, it is neuter. Lute is a pratyaya. We will study these pratyayas. So I know it is neuter. Okay. So that means that this is akaranta neuter pratipadikam. Okay. Like phala. Phalam phale phalani. Okay. So is this dual? Phalam phale phalani. Is this dual? No. If you go further in that, you'll get phale phalayoho phaleshu. Seventh case. Okay. So dane. This, so then you write down. Initially, when you're learning this, you write down. What is dane? Dane, okay. Dane comes from Pratipadikam, danam. Okay. Put an N there, which means it's a neuter Pratipadikam. Okay. And what case? Locative case. Locative case is what Vibhakti? Saptami. Saptami Vibhakti. Okay. Or you can say it is initially you are trying to learn in English, locative case. Okay. So Saptami, and also it is what? It is singular. Can do this. Okay. One of our teacher used to do this. Okay. 7 neuter 1. Okay. So what is 7? 7 means seventh case, locative case. N means neuter. 1 means singular. It is singular. Dane is singular. Do you see singular, dual, or dual? Phalam phale phalani. It is dual, right? Yeah, it looks similar, isn't it? But that what you're looking at, let me show you. See, this is where you could make a particular mistake, okay? So the question that is asked, is it dual or is it plural? Kade. So look at this. Phalam phale phalani. Phalam phale phalani. So is it dual? And he says what? Shesham akaranta pumlinga Rama shabdavat. So the meaning is like Rama. In Rama Shabda, if you go back and look at the seventh case, it is Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. So seventh case is also phale. Seventh case is also phale. Prathama is also phale, dual. Dvitiya dual is also phale. So which one should you choose? Actually, when we look at Kartri Prayogas later, the karma you will see immediately. Karma you will see immediately. Right? But if at all it is Kartri Prayoga and Karta that you have, and only the Karta will be nominated in Kartri Prayoga. Okay. And here it is not nominated. How to determine it is seventh case? You will also learn. We'll learn what are the locative cases. Okay. Locative cases is, as we know, Adhikarana Saptami. It is the location of an action to happen. Location in space, location in time is when you will use the locative case. There are other times also when you will use locative case. Okay. One of the locative case will be Vishaya Saptami, right? In this case, in the context of, that is Vishaya Saptami. So here this Dane happens to be Vishaya Saptami, that is seventh case. Okay, right now let me help you identify it and then you will identify on your own. But understand that Dane is seventh case. Okay, because these multiple scenarios are there, how do I point out to one? You need to know all the rules to be able to point out to that one. That it is not nominative. You have to do the exclusion. It is not nominative. It is not accusative. Then what can it be? Oh, it has to be locative only. So these are the only three places where you have Dane. Okay? So Dane. So what you do is understand Dane, Danam, Saptami, Vibhakti. Vibhakti, Saptami, Vibhakti. Locative, of course, singular. You can say it as 7 and 1. What does it mean? It means what? Dane means? In giving, in dana, okay. One of the dictionary, translation I have says in liberality, in giving, in liberal, being liberal about sharing what you have, okay. That is dana. But dana here, in fact, is in the religious sense how what dana is, right? Tapaha and dana, that dana is being talked about, okay. Then you have another word. Tapasi. Okay, so now your question should ask, tapasi is what case? It is seventh case. So tapasi is seventh case. How is tapasi seventh case? We don't know. Right? Okay. What word, what is the pratipadikam of tapasi? I'm sorry? So you have heard word tapaha. So tapaha means what? It was visarga. You see, you must have heard this word tapaha. Okay. If it was visarga, where will that visarga come from? Tapas. Padanta sakara. Now look for a padanta sakara. Sakaranta pratipadikam. Are you following me? Look for a sakaranta pratipadikam. Okay. And if you look for a sakaranta pratipadikam in neuter. Because I know that it is neutral. Okay. Why do I know it is neutral? Okay. You might say, okay, it is magically, you might know it's neutral. It's not magically, you know, because of your practice, you know. But not only because of practice, Swamiji was also telling earlier that there is actually a Panini text called Linganushasana. If you study Linganushasana, you'll find that tapas actually comes from dhatu tap. Okay. And it is added a pratyaya called asun. Okay. And that is what this dictionary is telling me also. Tapas, it is added a pratyaya called asun. Okay. Now, once I know this, I know wherever this pratyaya asun is going to be used, in whatever word derivation, that asun is always neutral. Like Swamiji was saying, that mati, buddhi, right? Shanti, shakti, this ti pratyaya, now you know that. That kti pratyaya is also ktin. It's triyam ktin. So wherever this ktin pratyaya you know you use, you know it is always feminine. That is one more way by which we know. Okay. But there you can still make an error. You can still make an error. So a handy dictionary is unavoidable. Okay. Yes. That's a beautiful, right? So this will tell me, you know, Pratipadikam. It'll look at Apte Sanskrit dictionary. It'll give me the declension of Saptapaha also. Okay. Tapaha, tapasi, tapamsi. Right? And there the seventh case is what? Tapasi. Yeah, if you have a dictionary like this, you don't need Saptamangiri. Okay. Yeah, yeah. This is all you can have it on PC, you can have it on Mac. Okay. One Sunday we will have another class, how to set up your dictionary. Okay. We will do that after the course for all people who are planning to continue. I'm just joking. We will do it one of these Sundays. We will do it. Okay. Tapasi. Tapasi is the seventh case. Okay. By the way, this dictionary, you can even install it on your phones these days. Okay. I prefer you look up Shabdamanjari and memorize it. Okay. I prefer that because there will be a lot of times when the dictionary may not be handy. And I think more than dictionary, you don't know what to look for right now. Tapasi, what will you look for? Okay. So now you have an idea. Tapasi is seventh case. If you memorize this word, tapaha, tapasi, tapamsi, he tapaha. Okay. He tapaha, he tapasi, he tapamsi. Tapaha, tapasi, tapamsi. Tapasa, tapobhyam, tapobhi. Tapase, tapobhyam, tapobhyaha. And their seventh case is what? Tapasi, tapasoho, tapassu. And tapassu can be done in two ways. Tapaha su or tapassu. Because when a shar follows, when a sibilant follows, the visarga or the sakara is optional. So this will be optional. Tapaha su or tapassu. Okay. But this dictionary may not give you all the forms. Yeah. Go ahead, Parmar. What is your question?
I could not locate in sakara napunsak. I can see only pulling.
Okay. So he's saying that he cannot locate the sakaranta napumsakalinga shabda. Okay. Let us look up that one. Let me show you. Okay. So after ajanta napumsakalinga, you have to go down. Right, and then you will get into halanta pumlinga shabdas. Then you will go into halanta strilinga shabdas. Yeah. This is neuter, nakaranta pumlinga, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go down further, halanta pumlinga shabdas, still halanta strilinga shabdas, you see? Halanta strilinga shabdas. I don't know why they're saying hakaranta pumlinga li shabda. It's still strilinga shabdas. Okay, this is what strilinga shabda.
I came to page 42. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little beyond that. Okay. I'm in page number 50 right now.
Okay.
Okay. Sakaranta strilinga shabda. Then halanta napumsakalinga. Okay. This format that you have here, that is all in the ayun format. Okay. So ka, or it may be ta, right? No, it's not in ayun format. They have it in kakagagana format. Okay. Ta.
It says in manaha, manas, is that the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Wow. I'm looking at this one. Okay. So, sakarant napumsakalingaha manas shabdaha. Manaha, manasi, manaunsi.
Yeah.
He manaha, he manasi, he manaunsi. So, he tapaha, he tapasi, he tapaunsi. Okay. Then he watches what? Manaha, manasi, manaunsi. Okay. Then he says, shesham vedasa, vedas. Shabdavat. Now for Vedas, you have to go back to masculine.
Okay.
Okay. The idea is by the time you come here, you have memorized Vedas Shabda.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So Vedas Shabda. So let us, you know, we have this dictionary. You can pull up the Vedas Shabda. Veda. Vedas. Vedas is Brahmaji. Brahmaji is called Vedas. So Veda, Vedas, declension. right? Vedha, this is Napumsakalinga. But masculine is Vedha. Okay. So masculine will be what? So what will be Manasam, Manasa, no, the Tritiya. Manasa, Manobhyam, Manobhihi. So Tapasa, Tapobhyam, Tapobhihi. Tapase, Tapobhyam, Tapobhyaha. Tapasaha, Tapobhyam, Tapobhyaha. Tapasaha, Tapasoho, Tapasam. Tapasi, Tapasoho, Tapasu. Tapasu, Tapasu. Okay? That is Tapasi.
Thank you.
What is a Tapasi? Tapasi is also neuter. Okay, so I'm going to do this. 7 and 1. Okay, are you guys familiar, getting familiar with 7 and 1? First is Vibhakti. Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shasti, Saptami. Second is masculine, feminine, neuter. The 1, 2, 3 is singular, dual. Okay, let us make that also clear, right? S, singular. Dual, D. Okay? And neuter, yeah, singular, dual. And plural is P. Okay, let us do that. Tapaha, what do you got? You got Tapasi. Let's move forward before the time, the clock runs out on us. Okay. Shaurye. You getting the hang of it? What is Shaurye? Huh? It is what? Shauryam. Is it Shauryam or is it Shauryaha? So the Shaurya, when I look up a dictionary, it says Bhavaha Nyai. Whenever Bhava comes in this case it becomes neuter again. Okay, so Shaurya is like seventh case, like Dane. Okay, and the Pratipadikam is Shaurya. The Danam also, Pratipadikam is Dana. Okay, not Danam. So it is, and it is neuter, Pratipadikam. So what it will be? 7 and S. Shaurya. Cha. Cha is an avyaya. It is an indeclinable. Okay, these indeclinables, you assume that the supratyas are added and then the supratyas are removed. Avyayas aap supaha, lopaha. Okay, yasya. Now comes fun. Okay. Yasya. What is the pratipadikam for yasya? I'm sorry? Yes. Yasya, yasya, the pratipadikam is yad shabdaha. So yad also is a sarvanama. Okay. So yad shabda means who. Feminine also who. Neuter also who. Okay. So then, but masculine is what? Yasya. Feminine is yasyaha. Okay. And neuter is also pumvat yasya. Okay. So here yasyaha. Sorry, not yasya. Yasya could be masculine or neuter. Both of them are yasya. Okay, but in the context, we are talking about the son. Okay, remember the story we know? Yasya, we are talking about the son who is born and the characteristics of the son. So we know that yasya is what? Yasya is masculine. Okay, what case? Sixth case. Masculine. Okay, masculine, singular. Yasya. Okay, so you have to look up the Shabda Manjari. Yasya Yayoho Yesham. Yasmin Yayoho Yeshu. Yasya Yayoho Yesham. Okay, so you look that up. And when you look that up, you will get Yasya means of whom. Sixth K. Sixth K means is always less to somebody. Of who or of whom, I don't know. British English of whom? American English of who? Okay. Shaurya. Okay. So now let's look at the meaning. I'm sorry, I forgot the meaning. Okay. In the while looking at grammar. See, this is what it is. You look at the meaning, don't look at the grammar. You look at the grammar, you don't look at the meaning. When you look at both, you look at neither. Okay. So tapasi. Tapas means penance. Okay. Penance. It is in penance. Why? The seventh case is Vishaya Saptami, in the context of penance, in the context of liberality, okay, Danam, in the context of Shaurya is valor, okay, or heroism, in valor, or in heroism.
Is Shaurya or Shaurya?
Shaurya, sorry, that's a type. You believe me, you know, when you're doing this multiple typing and multiple pages, right? The typos are inevitably the typos will be there. So they are all, that's why I said, started with the class saying, all typos are my errors. Okay.
No,
I'm at fault.
Only well. I'm so impressed.
No, you look at it, and if at all you, wherever you see a typo, you please note it down like this and I will correct it. Shaurya. Okay. So Shaurya is your Pratipadika. In fact, it will be a good idea for you to, whenever you do the Pratipadikam, that you note down. This is actually neuter, right? So the way to note down that it's a neuter Pratipadikam is some dictionaries. Okay, this is another rule that you want to know. If Shaurya, if you look up some dictionary, right? Is it neuter, masculine, or what should you look for in the dictionary? Okay, some dictionaries, they decline, they give you the nominative singular as a dictionary lookup word. Okay, some dictionaries, they do that. They'll give the nominative singular as the dictionary lookup word. So then in that case, the dictionary will have a word called Shaurya. Okay, it'll have a word called Danam. I've seen that Monier William does that. You look at Monier William's dictionary, he will do that. Okay, but some dictionaries, they don't list the nominative singular. They list the Pratipadikam. Then you have to look up for Dana, not Danam. Okay. Why do they do that? Because if it's an adjective, then the adjective could be, depending on what it is, the substantive. If the substantive is masculine, then the adjective is masculine. If the substantive is neuter, then the adjective will be neuter. Okay? Feminine adjectives are different. They decline differently. Okay? But it's only masculine and neuter that scenario happens. Okay? So that is why you have to be careful. Are you looking at masculine? Then that is what also, even when you're writing books, some of you will go to write some Sanskritam books, or some of you will go to write some transliteration of some classes in Sanskritam. If you guys happen to do that, there also this question comes up again and again. Should I do Pratipadikam when I'm translating in English? Or should I use the neuter? Okay. When Swamiji is teaching, should he use Brahman or should he use Brahma? He's teaching in English. They use Brahma or Brahman. Okay. So sometimes they use interchangeably. Not to worry about it. We have to adjust it in our head. If he sometimes uses only Brahma, then Brahma is actually nominative singular of Brahman is Brahma. But masculine singular of Brahma is Brahma. Okay. Akaranta. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is that sort of a thing happens in dictionaries. Sometimes the dictionary will list nominative singulars. Sometimes dictionaries will list Pratipadikams, the nominal stems. But fortunately, one dictionary, if it's doing nominal stems, throughout the dictionary, it will always use nominal stems. It should not interchangeably do it. Okay? Okay. So that way, Shauryam, for you to know that Shauryam, if I say Shauryam as the word, then you know it is neuter. If I say Rama is a word, you don't know. But we know Rama is masculine. So Ramaha. Okay? Okay. So Tapaha. So Tapaha, you might think it is Tapa Akaranta Pratipadikam Visarga. No. Tapaha is... So the Pratipadikam is what? Is Tapas. So when I am doing here, I will give you the Pratipadikams. And not the nominative singular. So that you can distinguish. Yasya is Pratipadikam is what? Yad. It's Dakaranta. It's not Tat. It is Tad. Pratipadikam for Saha is also Tad. For Yaha is also Yad. Dakaranta. Okay, make a note of that. Okay. Then where are we? Na. Na is indeclinable. Okay. Means not. Prathitam. Okay. Prathitam is nominative prathita. Okay. That's a Pratipadikam. Okay. It's a pratita is a pratipadikam, and it is neuter nominative singular, pratitam. Okay, and it is an adjective to manas. And manaha, we already saw, is what? Manaha. Manaha, the pratipadikam is what? Manas. Okay, and neuter, nominative, neuter. So neuter nominative singular, that is what it is. Neuter nominative singular, this is what we'll do. N1S. Okay. Neuter locative singular. Okay. Neuter locative singular. Yeah. This is better. Neuter locative. So first the gender, then the case, masculine, genitive singular. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Please hold back. Okay, tomorrow the class is at 2 p.m. Half an hour early. Okay, for everybody on our friends online, 2 p.m. If you join at 2:30, you're already half an hour late. Okay, any questions? The meaning of this is not complete anyway. The remaining is coming in. Okay. What is the meaning of this? It says that in dana, in liberality, in penance, right? And in valor, also vidyayam. Later on, there's a vidyayam in knowledge, right? And arthalava in acquisition of wealth. Okay, yasya, one of whom, manaha na prasitam, his mind does not go. Okay, he is as good as only an excretion of the mother. It's very, very graphic. Okay, but that is what they are saying. Means as good as useless. The meaning? Okay. So the person whose mind does not go into liberality, into giving, into penance, does not go into valor, does not go into gaining knowledge, or neither does it go into gaining wealth, acquisition of wealth, such a person, such a boy, right? We are talking about that he should have all these characteristics. He is trying to say, why should one study Hitopadesha? Okay. He is as good as useless. Okay. That is what he meant. Om. That was the literal translation, so please excuse me. Yeah. In Hitopadesha,
thank you, sir. Hari Om.